Hi, this is a dictation. Rakesha O'Neill, R-O-Q-U-E-S-H-A, last name is O'Neill, O-N-E-A-L. Date of birth is 12-9-75, date of accident 4-16-2021, date of service is 7-18-2022. The patient dictation was done. There is a message from the transcription department from Fatima that it was an incomplete dictation and only initial evaluation was done. It stopped at the area of system review. I can redo the history of presenting illness, chief complaint, history of the automobile accident if you ask me to do. Let me begin keep it in order as we always have. So after the system review, let's do this way. Past surgical history is positive for 3 C-section, gallbladder surgery 99, and tubal ligation at Herzl Hospital. Allergies to penicillin. The family history is positive as follows. Mother has lupus, diabetes mellitus, and cardiac problems, but alive. Father is deceased due to heart disease. Siblings, 2 sisters. One of the sisters has heart disease and hypertension, and other sister is okay, no brothers. Relationship status, patient is single and 3 children, 26, 24, 18. They're not living with her. And job employment-wise, the community organizer, a child care provider, and she's employed part-time. Disability, none. Legal history, patient has Tim Hartner as the attorney. Personal history, patient does drink sometime, not every day, and does not smoke, and does not abuse recreational drugs. In addition, patient has complaint of anxiety, mood, and sleep, but denies any homicidal thoughts, suicidal thoughts, depression, self-worth. I think that will complete the whole episode of presenting illness. Let's go to the physical examination. The physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure, vital signs are blood pressure 215/172, heart rate is 73, respiratory rate is 80, temperature 98.1. The height is 4'11", and the weight is 230. Pulse ox is 99. The patient is a 46-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, with no sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colony here. Hydration is good, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive device. And no overt anxiousness or lethargy is observed. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases are observed. The rest of the physical examinations from the template, including the general exam, psychiatric exam, neurological examination, they're all normal. Gait is normal. Musculature examination reveals that there is a severe spasm of the right trapezius muscle. And there are trigger points at the upper fibers, especially the cervical and the thoracic fibers of right trapezius. Other than that, there is a spasm of the paraspinal muscles in the cervical, C2 to C7, and lumbar, L1 to L5 bilaterally with 1 plus tenderness and 1 plus hypertonicity. Musculoskeletal examination reveals the following. On inspection, there is no normal curvature and alignment with no scars noticed. In the palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noticed. The spine tenderness is present from C2 to C7 and L1 to L5 bilaterally. And the range of motion of the cervical spine is described as follows. In the cervical spine, range of motion, forward flexion is 30, extension is 40, and side flexion is 40, and bilateral rotation is 50. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, and extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 20, and bilateral rotation is 15. The hyperextension was not painful beyond 10 degrees. And maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are described as follows. In the cervical spine, the patient has Hoffman sign, which is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lermit test is negative, and the distraction test is negative, Soto heart test is negative, myelopathy signs are negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test is negative, Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Budizan recurring test was found negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test positive, and Kemp test is positive. Levinsky sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint, both the sacroiliac joints are found tender. And the iliac compression test is negative. Distraction test is negative. The Faber test is positive bilaterally, and Gansman test is positive bilaterally. Trendelenburg sign is negative. The extremities examination reveals the following. Except for the both shoulders, and especially the left shoulder and upper extremities, and both knees, both hands and wrists, and left elbow, as well as both feet and ankles. The rest of them are okay. Especially the both hips are okay, and both ankles are okay, and their extremities are found to be warm to touch and well perfused, and no obvious tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, or muscle spasm in the upper or lower extremity. No varicose veins. Reflexes normal. Motor power was normal, and range of motion of all other joints is normal. Quick test is negative. No leg length distance is noticed. Gait was normal. The examination of the left shoulder reveals the following. The patient has a pain of 5, 1 to 10 as a residual pain, and is difficulty in lifting the arm in abduction beyond 120 degrees, after which there is a severe pain. Flexion is likewise limited. There is no sign of crepitus or any grinding noise. The shoulder does appear normal, with no dislocation, and a slight tenderness is noticed in the rotator cuff area, especially supraspinatus tendon region, and some tenderness in the AC joint. The examination of the left elbow shows that there is a generalized tenderness of the both medial epicondyle and olecranon, but there are no fractures. Range of motion and supination and pronation are all normal. Examination of the wrist bilaterally shows the following, that on inspection and palpation, there is no major swelling, deviation, muscle atrophy, ulcer, wound, fracture. Color of the skin is normal, angulation deformity not present. No atrophy of the thin or prominence is present. Muscle weakness is 4x5, motor power is 4x5, the grip is reasonably okay, but motor power is 4x5. Sensations are intact, reflexes are normal. The carpotunnel compression test was found positive bilaterally, and there is an ongoing numbness and tingling on both arms as described before in history. And examination of both knees revealed the following, that on inspection there are no scars in the knee joint, no erythema or effusion, and palpation there is moderate tenderness bilaterally. The left side is more than the right, and there is a swelling both sides of the knee with a slight crepitus grinding noise heard on range of motion. The active range of motion is limited to 120 degrees of flexion, beyond which some pain is observed in the left knee. Right knee range of motion is normal. Motor power is normal. No valgus varus abnormality is noticed. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray Steinman negative. Patellar apprehension and patellar tendon is found to be tender. Collateral ligaments are slightly tender bilaterally on medial and lateral collateral ligaments. Diagnosis. In general, 110, V89.2, XXV, R26.2, S09.9, XA, Z79.891, CNS, R51, R40, G44.329, F41, F32.9, nerves, M79.2, G60.9, muscles, M60.9, M79.1, M62.838, ligaments, M54.0. Left shoulder, M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.432D. Both wrist and hand, M25.531, M25.532, M79.641, M79.642, G56.01, G56.02. Both knees, M25.561, M25.562. In the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S13.4, thoracic spine, M54.09, lumbar spine, M54.551.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5, in the sacroiliac spine, bilateral, 46.6, S33.5, plan of care is from the template for Rosacea O'Neill. Treatment plan. First is physical therapy. Please use the template. Physical therapy is ordered 3 times per week. Physical therapy is on hold right now. We are going to plan to order once a week just to maintain her therapy program. But she already has enough therapy and there is no need for ongoing therapy after this time. She was injured on 4/16/2021, and I have asked her to supply the details of her physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and once I get that, I'll be more than happy to advise her accordingly. According to what she has told, that she had a physical therapy more than 1 year at Smart Way Physical Therapy, and she also had a chiropractic treatment as well as acupuncture. However, she has not had any epidural injection or surgery to the spine. Regarding the she's going to stay disabled for work, housework, and transportation. An MRI of the cervical spine, lumbar spine, I've ordered since patient says that it has never been done before. Medication-wise, patient is provided following medication, which are naproxen, 500 twice a day, and lidocaine patch, 5% daily, and Voltaren gel, 3% for topical pain relief. For pain relief, Tylenol with codeine number 4 every 12 hours for 10 days, 20 tablets are provided, after which patient needs to be seen. The non-pharmacological monitoring, home exercise plan, referred to secretaries are all yes, fitness club yes. Review of the available MRIs and other imaging records. The patient has not brought any other records except we have been provided with a left shoulder MRI by Maxim MRI dated 5/27/2021. It shows a punctate interstitial insertional tearing of the posterior fibers of supraspinatus and anterior fibers of infraspinatus. Minimal superior labral fraying, mild to moderate AC joint osteoarthritis. In the right shoulder MRI, it shows mild to moderate posterior humeral dysentery, mild attenuation of the long head of biceps tendons, suggesting degeneration. Labrum is grossly intact, but AC joint osteoarthritis is resolved. The left knee has shown left knee MRI that there is a mild ACL degeneration, lateral meniscus degeneration, small to moderate size effusion, and a cartilage thinning. The MRI for the right knee, on the other hand, shows patellofemoral friction syndrome, mild ACL degeneration, tricompartmental cartilage loss, most substantial at the lateral compartment with bone attrition and subchondral reactive marrow change and lateral meniscus degeneration. These MRIs were shown to the patient, the reports and the pictures, and all the detailed information has been informed to her along with the options that she can choose to have. Since she has done more than a year of physical therapy, I am losing my interest for physical therapy at this time, unless she can have a laser treatment. Interventional pain procedures are on hold. We are ordering a MRI for cervical spine and lumbar spine. After that, we'll update the treatment plan. Surgical options are also on hold. We are not sure what will help this patient. Neuropsych evaluation. It appears that the patient never went to a neuropsych. He has a consistent headaches with 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 with dizziness, vertigo, forgetfulness, lack of focus, fearful of the event, anxiety, and panicky. And she may benefit from a neuropsych evaluation. When we see her next time, we'll do that. Attended care caseworker is not warranted. It's a very old injury, 1.5 year old. Past medical records are being obtained. Investigations. We are ordering a MRI for cervical and lumbar spine, DME. The patient has a back brace, she has a neck brace, knee brace, tense unit, and a cane, which patient is supposed to keep using. Education is yes, follow-up visit in 10 days, personal support yes. End of dictation, thank you. Hey, Fatima, if you find anything which is missing, I'll be more than happy to update it. Thank you so very kind of you. Thank you.